You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, the Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
Functional neurological disorder is a fast-growing condition in Aotearoa that impacts almost 2,000 adults a year. Symptoms range from fainting to seizures, from paralysis to pain and immobility. However, awareness of the condition and subsequent treatment is scarce in Aotearoa, and many of those dealing with it report being misdiagnosed with conditions like epilepsy and facing stigma while receiving treatment. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Keremia Tairua, co-founder of FND Aware New Zealand, about a petition she started aiming to raise awareness towards the condition amongst health practitioners. I started the interview with a general question about the petition and what her calls were.
We found an extreme lack of publications, understanding and use of the correct language amongst New Zealand care services. And we've come about to provide a centralised source of global information regarding this disorder in an effort to assist other people so that they know what it's all about and to produce up-to-date research on this website, process of which has made us realise to what extent there's been a lot of mismanagement of this condition, particularly from some organisations, hence we've organised this call to action.
So for our listeners who may not know, can you tell us about what functional neurological disorder is?
Sure. Functional neurological disorder is commonly referred to as FND. It's like having a broken record or a stuck computer in your brain. And normally, when one is faced with some sort of traumatic situation, a response mechanism starts in your brains, is what we know so far, and it pushes out adrenaline and cortisol. We also have found in recent research that neurology has discovered overactivity in a certain part of the brain. No one really knows what this is yet. We're still learning. But what we do know is that the consequences push all the blood from your gut, which causes IBS, to your muscles, which causes a lot of tension and pain. And when this broken record doesn't stop, one can end up with nervous disorders like ticking, seizures, collapse, paralysis, mimic strokes, stuttering. There's a whole lot of symptoms. It's really sneaky, really nasty, and it's very, very hidden.
Can you tell us about the number of people currently dealing with this condition in Aotearoa?
Well, with the Official Information Act query through another organisation here in this country, we found out from the Ministry of Health that we had 1,600 diagnosed last year, that we're looking at approximately, or they are rather anticipating up to 2,000 per annum. What we have so far, I can't say. The numbers are scary because there are a lot of people who are misdiagnosed with other conditions. Take myself, for example. For nearly 40 years, people thought I was just epileptic. Turns out, no, I'm not. An MRI scan showed that. And what actually was happening is that we have no organic change to the brain or change to the structure of the brain. So it's not an epilepsy, and it can't necessarily be controlled in the same manner as epilepsy.
And how would you describe the quality and amount of support that people with functional neurological disorder receive?
I have to be honest with you. I would have hoped it would have been a lot better. So far, figures are pointing at 5% of people with FND have a sensitive claim covered by ACC, for example. ACC have set policies and processes, but a condition like functional neurologic disorder needs immediate treatment. Almost while the attack is happening, you need to have some physiotherapy to get going again. Otherwise, if it's left to itself, while we follow these week, months, years long worth of processes and analysis, it causes a lot of stress and the condition becomes more chronic left untreated.
So just to reiterate, is the treatment for FND readily available here in Aotearoa?
No, it's not. Our current health services, for example, if you were to go to ED, there have been cases where people have been suffering extreme vertigo. They can't support their own weight. They're vomiting, urinating, defecating because their body is not responding to the brain properly. We've had staff instances where people have told me that they've been in ED, been yelled at, accused of just wanting drugs or a tantrum. But I'm telling you, we have no control over this, and we actually, I know what it's like to feel like you are dying and no one is listening.
You may have mentioned this earlier, but do people dealing with FND face stigma while receiving treatment?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that in the past, because people thought that FND was, it used to be called hysteria, and then it was called conversion disorder. It's listed in the DSM-5 with the mental health book. But the long story short is that I think rather than it being a psychological issue, it is more of a neurological network issue. And what happens is that when people have FND and they are misunderstood, and it is often caused from trauma. So early treatment for trauma is important to prevent this from happening to you and be aware of it. It's really important. But long story short, you end up waking up with this condition from any sort of trauma, whether it's an injury or whether it's abuse or whether it's an illness that you've suffered, can cause this condition if it's not addressed with quickly.
And once again, just to reiterate, what does the government need to do to ensure that people dealing with FND receive proper treatment and recognition?
That is an absolutely brilliant question, and I'm really glad you asked it. What we are seeking is that functional neurologic disorder becomes part of the language government-wide and is employed, and awareness is employed, and publications are made, and therefore, with the introduction of the language of functional neurologic disorder, people will become more aware of it, more open to it, and treatment can start being, treatment plans can start being laid out for people with FND. We had a conference last year with the FND Aotearoa group, and head of medicine there was quoting up to 1 in 10 people showing an ED presenting with some form of functional neurologic disorder. That's an alarming amount of people, absolutely alarming. So we need to have the language out there. If you're having these weird symptoms and you're going to a doctor or a neurologist, there is not one piece of written paper there, and the language is not being used a lot, so people aren't talking about it. And we need to start bringing it into the light to remove that old-fashioned stigma.
All right, Kerimia, that's about all from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just please take a look at our call to action. What it is designed to do is to address issues like this, especially functional neurologic disorder, through Action Station's website or through www.fndaware.nz. It's on our homepage. Please, if you have anyone who suffered some trauma or even FND themselves, take a look. We have some support and lots of global information for everyone.
And that was Kerimia Tairua from FND Aware New Zealand talking to us about a petition she started to raise awareness towards functional neurological disorder. If you support this kaupapa and would like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Protect and Support People with Functional Neurological Disorder.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.